Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, and the laws of the Korban Pesach in the Sefer of Kabbonis and the laws of personal sacrifices. When this Perek Rambam discusses regarding different invalidations that could happen in the Korban Pesach. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding if there is a machshava of Shina Hashem, of a change of designation of the Korban Pesach. So Korban is bar of Hilchos Psulim Midoshin. He's already explained the laws of invalidations of Kabbonis in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, Gimel Yod Aleph. Shapesach in a nishchet, the Korban Pesach could only be slaughtered. Ela l'shem Pesach has to be slaughtered for the designation of a title of a Korban Pesach. U'l'shem balav, and for the purposes of the owners that are bringing it. Vim shachar do b'machshav shin Hashem, but if it was slaughtered with a change of name, either of it wasn't shloy l'shem Pesach or wasn't for the owners, possible, in contrast to most Korbanos, it actually becomes invalid. Now, hashechet es haPesach al b'nei chabur. If someone slaughters the Korban Pesach for the members of the group. He tells him at a later point in time, he says, look, I want you to know, this that I went and did the avoid of you, I slaughtered the Korban Pesach. I actually did it not for its namesake, I did it shalei l'shma. So if he was trustworthy to them, they have to rely on his words, and that means to say they didn't fulfill the Korban Pesach. But if not, according to the basic letter of the law, this that what was something in the past, and he's saying that he did, he doesn't have to be believed. But if someone wants to be stringent himself and say, yeah, it turns out I wasn't Yetzah, here he's a Meshubach, so then he's praiseworthy, but he should bring a second Korban Pesach. Halacha Beis continues, what happens if the invalidation is of the Korban Pesach in the owners or in the blood of the Korban Pesach? B'sahar Pesach Shenitma, let's say the meat of the Korban Pesach became tummy. The owner finds out about it before the blood is sprayed. Although the sacrificial parts are still tahar, which that's something that is also part of the carbon. Still, the Zrikas Adam, although oftentimes that actually is enough, because the Zrikas Adam has to allow some type of consumption, either that of the Mizbeach, which they murm, or that of the individual. Here, no, the primary purpose of the carbon Pesach is she'en the Pesach ba'il l'achila. The whole objective of it is that it should be eaten, and since the meat became tummy, so it's not fit to be eaten, so therefore you're not allowed to spray the blood. Vimzarkin, what if they did spray the blood? Lahurza, it's not acceptable, and the person still has to bring a second carbon Pesach. But v'mloy noy d'loy ashen ezek adam, let's say he didn't find it until after the blood was already sprayed. Oh, then hurtza, then it's accepted, and he's going to be exempt from being a second Korban Pesach. Why is that? Because shatzitz meratza, the head plate that the Kohen Gadol wears, it accepts and atones al shigigas habasa shenitma, for the error as it relates to the meat that became tummy. And v'ein meratza al azadin, it doesn't appease for when it was done deliberately, but when it was done by mistake, after the fact that it was already sprayed the dam, and you only found out the meat was tummy after that, so that sits in meratza with that, and therefore it's acceptable. Now, let's say nitmu mixes here from. Let's say it's not all the meat that became tummy, only some of the limbs became tummy. So serve as a tamim, so you burn those which were tummy, v'echles atarim, and eat those that are tar. Let's say nitmu heimurim, let's say the sacrificial parts became tummy. But v'abasa kaim, the meat is still around, so zorek is a dam, you'll spray the blood. V'abasa nechal erev, and the meat will be eaten in the evening. Let's say nitmu haba'olim achash nishchad. Let's say the owner became tummy after it was already slaughtered, because if it became tummy before it was slaughtered, then you wouldn't even slaughter it. So it was slaughtered, and then it became tummy, but he's because it's dumb. So it can't spray the blood. Because again, if he's tummy, he cannot eat it. If it's tummy or he's tummy, it can't be eaten, and the whole purpose is for eating, so you don't spray the blood. And Vimzark, if it was sprayed, loy hortza, it's not going to be acceptable. And lafika chayav pa pesach sheni, therefore he's going to be obligated in pesach sheni. Now, why isn't that acceptable? I thought if it's after the zrika, that it's acceptable. No, that's only by the tumah of the baser. Because the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears does not accept and appease for the tumah of the person's body. Ella, there's one exception, if the person became tummy for what's called tumah of the depths, with is a dead person that no one knew about, that person was ever there as a corpse, only after the tumah was it found out that there was a dead person over there. Like explain the laws of entering into the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the one exception, but generally, tumah saguf will not be accepted even if it was regarding the Zrikas Adam, which we say the tzitz works for the Basar, that will not work for the Tumas Aguf. Halacha Gimel, HaPesach Shirtz Mishalayim, if the Korban Pesach was taken out of the perimeter, out of Yishalayim, or Yishanitma, or let's became Tumim Bar Basar on the 14th of Nisan, so Yisarf Miyad, you have to bring it right away, because that's an invalidation in the actual meat of the carbon itself. Now, nitma habalim, let's say the owners became tummy. Or meso, they died. Or mashcha sidem, or they removed themselves from the carbon. Now there's no owner on it. So, afila nitmo meso. So, even if the owner became tummy or died, kodim zrikas adam, before the blood was sprayed, which one would think that to say, okay, that it's before the zrika was even done, No, even before the zrika, it's not invalidation of the carbon itself, rather something problematic with the owners. Therefore, manichin nice. Then you have to leave it until its form gets turned over, meaning overnight. And then only then you can burn it. Because this is the rule. Kol shebisul begufa, whenever it's invalidation in the actual carbon itself, let's say the meat became tamei, so then you serve miyad, then you can burn it right away, and you don't have to leave it overnight because the meat is invalid and it's not considered disgracing kachem by burning it. But badama bavalmav, let's say it's invalidation in the blood or in the owner, not in the meat of the carbon itself, which is the actual thing that you're going to burn. So then tubatsurasa, you have to leave it overnight, and then you can burn it because it's nothing intrinsic in this meat that you're burning it. Only when it's lina, that the meat intrinsically has so lina, then you'll burn it. Now, figure therefore, emshchata achar shenoida shemoshcha ba'il mesideim. So let's say, therefore, if they slaughtered after they already found out shemoshcha ba'il mesideim that the owners had removed themselves from it, or you may saw that they died, or they became tamei, and that we already knew benitchul pesach sheni that they're pushed off to a second karm pesach, and then they slaughtered it. Then harizi sof meyad. Then they're going to burn it right away because that's considered invalidation of the actual carbon itself. Now, when do we say this? She's sorif that we're going to burn it in nitma ba'alim, that if the owners became tummy, which we said, okay, you might have to wait because it wasn't sold in the carbon itself, but you'll end up burning it. That's only kishin nitma kol b'nei achabur. That's only if all the members became tummy. Of nitma miksasim, but if only some of the members became tummy, then actually zachu tahorim b'chelkum shel tameim. Actually, that means the tar members actually merit in the rights of the portion of the ones who were tummy, and that's afa pishin nitma miksasim. That's even if some of them became tummy, only achar sheschil lechol, only after they started eating. Still, zachat tarim shadayin leschilu. The tar members who didn't start eating yet, they married in their portions. Now, avol meschilu kulam. But let's say they all started eating already, and then nitma miktasim, some of them became tamei. Loizachot tar mechalkem shal tamei. Then we can't say that the tar people married in the portion of the tameim. Ella hatar mochalkem. Rather, we say, okay, only the tar eat their portion. Vechilkat tameim yisarv, and the portion of those who were tamei has to be burnt, because since they all started eating already, so that already establishes the chabur of the group, and since some of them became tamei, then they can't go ahead and combine it anymore, and therefore it undoes the whole rope, and it's like two different groups, and therefore it's forbidden for the tar ones to eat from the group of the tmeim, because again, you could only eat in one group and not in two groups. But if they didn't all start eating yet, so then, like we said in the first part, then the taharim actually married in the portion of the tmeim, because now they're go ahead and establishing their group. They were never part of a different group. Now, before then, in mesum miktasim, same thing applies, not if some of them become tamei, but if some of them die, would be the same thing as we said just before regarding the halacha of tamei. Now, nitma shalom, let's say the whole carbon became tummy. A yirubay, or the majority of the carbon became tummy. So then, surfin oislef nehabira befneakol. Then you have to burn that carbon pesach, which we said it has to be burned because the meat became tummy. You burn it in front of the base, make this in front of everybody. Now, why in front of everyone? Because they'll ask them to embarrass them at Shezarba until they're careful because you were negligent, obviously, that became tummy. And the surfin oislef atzemarocha, they burn their carbon, which they have to burn from the wood that's designated for the fires of the Mizbeach. And the reason why is because so that they shouldn't inspect them and say, oh, Matzamaracha Gandhu, they're stealing from the wood of the fires that are used for the Mizbeach. Meaning, because if they're going to go ahead and use their own wood in front of the Beis HaMikdash, so when they're finished burning and they have some leftover wood, they're going to take it home. People are going to say, hey, aren't they taking the wood to the Beis HaMikdash? So not to avoid that suspicion, we don't let them bring their own. They have to use the one of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they can leave it over there. Now, lafika, but therefore, im yisrfu, bakasha bakanim, therefore, if they're actually not burning with wood, but rather with straw or with reeds, and v'rotza lisa mishasim, and they want to burn from their own reeds, then actually, sarfim, and actually, they could use their own, because there's no suspicion, because reeds and straw are not fit for the fires of the Mizbeach. Now, let's say, that's only if the majority or all of the carbon became tamei. Let's say, nitma mi'ute, let's say only a minority of the carbon became tamei. So that's not such a negligence. Or v'chena nicer, or let's say, it wasn't tummy, it just was left over this man. So also not such a negligence, it just they couldn't eat it all. But it has to be burned. So then then they actually could burn it in their own courtyards, from their own woods. But they cannot take the woods from the fires of the Mizbeach, because we don't want any to be left over by them, and then they might be lazy and not bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash, the Yimel women, that's going to be considering committing Me'ilam from the woods of the Beis HaMikdash, which that's not part of the dispensation that they could use the woods of Hektish. Halacha Dalad continues regarding invalidation of the actual separation, the designation of the Karm Pesach. Hamafresh nekevel pesach. Let's say someone separates a female animal for its Karm Pesach, which is only valid if it's male. Oy zachor or male, but ben shtei shanim. It's already 2 years old, it has to be in its first year. So then, yira atshibu b'mum, so it grazes until it's a blemish. V'yimachar v'yavi b'dam pesach, and then he sells it and he brings from its monetary proceeds an appropriate Karm Pesach. Now, but let's say it took a long time. It only developed a blemish while he already went and brought a different carbon pesach. You have a bit of shlamim. Then, from those monetary proceeds, he'll bring a shlamim like we do for all ma'aser pesach, the leftovers of a pesach, which are not being brought as a pesach, but you bring it as a shlam. Halacha, hey, let's say he has a pesach of a mess. Let's say he separated carbon pesach and he died, and there was no one else that was a member of his carbon pesach. So lo yivienu b'nei acher of the shema pesach. So his son that's remaining after him, his inheritor, cannot go ahead and bring it for the purpose of a carbon pesach because he wasn't one of the members. Elashim shlam, rather, he has to bring it as a carbon shlam because, like we said, all ma'aser pesach, all leftovers of a carbon pesach, are brought as a shlam. Now, b'mhoyim emune im aviv olav, I mean, and the reason why he can't make himself a member because he has to be one of the original members, and he wasn't an original member. But b'mhoyim emune im aviv olav, but let's say he was originally a member with his father on the carbon pesach, and his father dies, yivien l'shem pesach, he still have a remaining member, which is him, he can bring him for carbon pesach. Now, but when we say this, it's shemes aviv acher chatzis ba'asa, only if his father passed away after noon already of the 14th of Nisan. So, in the haninus, which is on the morning of the day of the death of his relative, is not taking effect because the moment that the time of the slaughter in Karm Pesach happens, which is from midday, it's already considered like a yomtiv. So haninus is not going to take effect. So therefore, he could go ahead and bring it. Abba Kremchal says, well, let's say his father died before noon. It is a nitzchel Pesach Shin, then he actually gets pushed off to the second Karm Pesach, which is in the 14th of Iyar, Neshu Oinim, because he's already an Oinim before this man. Which is more like we're going to explain later on, Perek Vav Alacha Tez. And therefore, we have a Pesach Zeh B'Shen, he'll bring this Karm Pesach by Pesach Sheni, but he can't bring it now anymore because it's already in Oinin, which is not fit for the Karm Pesach. Halacha Vav. Mishavet Pesach. If someone loses his Karm Pesach, U'metzoi Acha Shevesh Pesach Acha, and so he doesn't see it, so he goes and he separates another Karm Pesach, and then he finds it after he already designated another Karm Pesach. But his name, now he's both of them, his original one and the replacement one. So Yaakov Ezmem Shiyusel Shem Pesach, he sacrifices whichever one he wants from them as a Karm Pesach, Vasheni, and the other leftover one, Yikrav Shlam, will be sacrificed as a Shlam. Let's say Mitzah Acha Shashachat Pesach, let's say he finds it not after he separated, but actually after he slaughtered the ready replacement one, only then does he find the original one. Okay, he wrote, Hariz Yikrav Shlam, he's going to bring it as a Karm Shlam, because since he found it only after it was slaughtered, so it's never established as a possibility of a Pesach at the time of the Shechita, so it's never been rejected, so it's like a Maisra Pesach. So let's say he does a temur, which a temur is one tries to say, let the sanctity of this carbon be on this chulin animal, which actually then both actually have the sanctity. If he does a temur in this one, meaning which one? In the one hanimtza acha shechita, to the original one, which was only found after the replacement one was slaughtered, hari temur is utikar shlam. So this replacement, this temur one, will also be sacrificed as shlam. Aval, but, if let's say he found the original one, before the slaughtering of the replacement one. So since this original one that was found, at this point in time, which is after the second one was already designated, but before it was slaughtered, the original one is Roy Lakri B'Pesach, it's fit to bring brothers of Karm Pesach, like we said before, in Shteim Oimdim, you could choose either one, but also Roy Lakri B'Shlam, it's also fit to be brothers of Shlam, because if you don't bring it and you bring the replacement one, this original one will be a Shlam. Like we explained in the beginning of this halacha, so actually, in that case, if this person goes and makes a temura, which is trying to swap the sanctity, on the one that was the original one that was subsequently found, if he does this, whether he does it before the slaughtering of the one that was the replacement one, whether it's after that already slaughtered the replacement one, doesn't make a difference. Either way, the temura of that original one that was found, that temura is not going to be sacrificed. Elatira Achiba Bamum rather has to graze until it develops a blemish. The other bit demeha shlam. And then from its monetary proceeds, you bring a shlam. And the reason for that is because even though the Rambam holds that in Balachim the Dachim, as we saw in many cases, a living creature does not become rejected. But since this second one was never rejected, because even though you don't end up choosing it, but it's alive, it cannot be rejected. But it doesn't have just one sanctity. It's fit for a Karm Pesach or a shlamim, so it's not even strong enough to be considered as something of significance, because we don't even have a designation what it is yet, to go ahead and make a tumor on another animal, rather, again, it has to graze until it develops a blemish. Halacha Zayin. Pesach Sh'abish Nasei. A Karm Pesach has to be born in its first year. So let's say it was designated, but then it passed over its first year, it's already in its second year. Or let's say Shlam Haboy Machmas HaPesach. Let's say you have a Shlam that comes because of a Pesach. For example, a Tumur's Pesach, or a Pesach that was lost and only got atoned with a different one, or the Chagiga of the 14th, where they're all considered secondary to the Karm Pesach. All these types, harim kashlam chal davar. The halachas are going to be like a shlam for all halachas, and therefore tu'un smicha. You're going to have to lean on the carbon before it's slaughtered, nusachim, and have libations, pouring the wine. and the elevation of the breast and the thigh, where mashenge be Pesach, although those halachas do not apply by Pesach, the meister Pesach, they have halacha like a shlam, and therefore has all the halachas like a shlam. Now, halacha ches, a related halacha, regarding a Pesach mixing up with other karbanis, and like this of, let's say, a shlamim, so Pesach shen nisar b'shlam. The karban Pesach is mixed up with a shlamim. You could call them shlamim. So, the olgami sacrifice is shlamim, because like we said, even the leftover Pesach itself is brought as a shlam. Now, let's say nisar b'svach macher, but let's say it gets mixed up, another lamb, just like it, a male in its first year, can't recognize which one is which, and it gets mixed up with other karbanis. Yiru at shi'ibol behem mum. So, you let them graze until they develop a blemish. Then the other then you bring, we don't know which one's the more expensive one of these two animals, or three, whatever it is. So for the most expensive of this species, who you bring for this one that it got mixed into, whatever, let's say an ashram it got mixed up with, you bring an ashram from that. And you also have to bring for the most expensive one of them, also a shlamim, because that's the one to take the place of the Pesach, which is now being brought to the shlamim. Maybe that was the one that was the more expensive one. So that margin that he's spending more on both, that difference he has to lose from his own pocket. Like we explained in the laws of the Nadeshim, because you don't know which one is which, and you have an obligation. Let's say if the carbon Pesach got mixed with a firstborn animal, that carbon. So then here, Yirahakol, they all have to graze until they develop a blemish. Now the reason why you can't just sacrifice them is because carbon Pesach is eaten for every single person, only up until noon. Pchor is eaten for 2 days, and only eaten for Kahanim. And you can't bring Kachim to be invalidated earlier, and you cannot diminish the amount of people that are eaten, which you have on either one of those. So you can't bring it as a carbon. Rather, you graze and develop as a blemish. The Yachol k'b'chor b'mum, and you eat it as how a firstborn animal is supposed to be eaten in a blemished state, which Rambam in Hilchas Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Aleph Halachi Beis, says how that is done. And the Yavi behema, now, so besides that, you eat them all, as a blemish b'char, the other behemoth yafa kayafa shabbatidah. You always have to buy an animal that's as high quality as the best one of this mixture, because maybe the Pesach was the best one. The yemen you say kamokum shuah Pesach, wherever the carbon Pesach is from these mixed up animals, kedushas tachlazu it's saying this should take effect on this new one, this new expensive one that we're buying, because a Pesach develops a blemish could be redeemed, so you have to redeem it. A b'char that's blemished cannot be redeemed, so you have to eat it in that blemished state. And then make a shlamim, carbon pesach. So then you'll bring it as a shlamim. If let's say you already had brought your carbon pesach, because like we said, the meisa pesach is brought as a shlamim. Again, if the carbon pesach wasn't brought, you'll bring that one as a carbon pesach. Halacha test. Hamafish pesach continue regarding problems that could arise when you're actually designating the carbon pesach. So hamafish pesach actually in this guy. Let's say someone severed the carbon pesach before he even converted. So excited to become a Jew, he already severed carbon pesach, but he wasn't even a Jew yet. Which obviously at that time is not fit to be a carbon pesach. But then Viniskar ultimately he converts. Or actually Nishtach, or he wasn't freed yet this late. And then he made already separated Karban Pesach and he was freed. Or let's say he wasn't even an adult yet. He didn't bring two pubic hairs, this boy. And he already separated Karban Pesach behavior, and then he brought two pubic hairs. So again, it wasn't raw yet. All these cases are Izama Krivlish and Pesach. When it comes to the 14th of Nisan, he could sacrifice a Karban Pesach. And as recorded before, because the Ramah holds in Balachem the Dachin, because living creatures cannot be rejected, so although it was Dach, it wasn't fit then, that does not create a rejection. We explained the Lord Psalm Mekdoshan, Per Gimel, Alocha Chav Gimel. Now, Alocha Yud, the Ramah continues regarding also as when one is being mafish, but specifically when they're separating not an animal, but actually monies for its carbon Pesach and its related halachas. So, mafish mois lepischev. Let's say someone separates monies to buy his carbon Pesach. This is for my carbon Pesach fund. Vaisir, and they have extra money left over. So yeah, they have Maisa Shlam, so the leftover funds, you'll bring a Shlam, like we said, a Maisa Pesach Shlam. Now, Hamamna Acherim al Pischa Vachagigasi. Let's say someone had a Karm Pesach, but other people need it. He says, look, you count yourself on my Karm Pesach, on my Karm Chagiga, which is brought together with the Karm Pesach. So Hareha Moish Yikach Mem Bechelkam, so the monies that he takes from them for their portion in his Karm Pesach, those funds are Chulin. Because the sanctity of the monies that they had separated for Karban Pesach is being deconsecrated on his lamb, which they're counting with him. And then the funds go out and they become chulin. He could use it for whatever he wants to. Now, the chiddush in this is, Avapisha Zeh Hifrish Tola L'Pischa. Though, this original guy, he had separated his lamb for his Karban Pesach. The Zen, this other person, Hifrish Mois L'Pischa. He separated monies for his Karban Pesach. And B'lach Men Amois, he's taking from him the funds. U'menol Pischa, and he's counting him on his Karban Pesach. In other words, Chil only works when hektish could be taking effect on something that's chulin. But if they're both hektish, you cannot be mechal hektish and hektish. And here, the Karban Pesach is hektish, and the money is a hektish. still Hari Hamo is chulin, still the funds are going to be considered as chulin, as unconsecrated. Why? Because with that intention that the Jewish people sanctify the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, and the funds towards the Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, where if let's say someone else is going to join them on this Korban Pesach, that then the funds will be chulin for the one that is being counted on, and that's their intention. So it's like a clause in the Kedusha that should allow for that. And even more than that, Halacha Yud Aleph, even Eitzim Shel Tzlias HaPesach, even just the wood that's used to roast the Korban Pesach, is also Korban Pesach, has the same halachic status like this Tanai that we do with the Korban Pesach. And V'chei Matzah Mar, so even for the Matzah and the Mar, which is eaten together with the Korban Pesach, Hoyel V'hem Achshir Pesach, since these are secondary, these are preparatory elements for the Korban Pesach, Hadim Korban Pesach, it's like the same status as the Korban Pesach, and therefore V'hem Lokach Mimoyis HaPesach, Mimit Shemono Oysam Imoy. So if he took the monies of the Pesach from someone that was counting on with him, that he should be counted with him for the matzah and the mor, or at least where that he could have a portion in the woods that he's roasting them with, and they both were sanctified already, still, we said that the monies are going to be considered as chulin.